Daf is Daf Nun Beis. We got to the bottom of Nun Aleph Amr Beis. The last few lines. So the Gemara had asked, or is asking, Bai Rava. Rava asked a Nimla, Shechasa Mahu. Nimla is what, an ant. It's an ant that's missing part of the body. The Mefarsh is Kolshu, a small part of the Nimla is missing. So Mahu, what's Halacha? Shiura Gemirin Leva HaChaser. Oh, Bria Gemir Leva HaIka. So when we say, let's look at the mefarsh, the last mefarsh in the bottom here. Actually, let's look at the Tosa in the bottom. Tosa says nimola shechasu mahu. Damar perk elu hein lokin. The Gemara in Makos tells us ha'ochel nimola chayiv aleha becholshu. If a person eats a small ant, even though it's smaller than a kazayis, he violates an aver of eating shkatzim v'ramasim. Afa pishein bo kazayis umibari leim nikitzu ragle. If the legs of the ant get cut off, shadayin hi yecholu lachayos. It can still live without the legs, but dayin shem briyale. It's still called a creation, its own creature of an ant. So is it going to be a iser of a birya or no? So what's the halach mashmi sinai bet birya, says the Gemara. Again, do we say ba'i rava nimala shechasu mahu shiru gmira? It's a shir. The shir of a nimala is the mesora, and therefore this individual ant, which is losing its legs, hachas, it's missing, and one would not get malchus for eating an ant like this. Oh, birya gemir leiv haika, or it's a creature that was really the mesora, and this is still a shame nimala. It's still considered an ant, and one would violate the aveira and get malchus. That's the shiloh. So the Gemara on top of Nun Beis Amun Aleph tells us now, Amar Rav Yehuda midiskarta. Tashmai brings Uriah. Bahem, the pasuk says, I'll read the pasuk on the side. It says, Eila tmeim lachem. The following are things that are tamei to you. Bechol hasher, it's among all the shrot and all the bugs. Kol hanogeh bahem, those who touch them. Bahem. So the Gemara says, Bahem, yach b'chulon. One might think you have to touch the entire ant to become tamei or whatever this shrotim we're talking about. Tamlor mehem. Mehem, it says in the pasuk. Mehem, it doesn't say mehem in the pasuk. And the pasuk later on says, The next pasuk says, mehem, from, as long as you touch part of the ant, part of the sheretz, it would be enough. Well, even mehem, if it said mehem, yachad miktasan, maybe if you only touched,
Wouldn't it be a difference to eating it or touching it?
They're
trying to say it's the same thing?
Yeah, it's trying to say the same thing. For it to be tamei, it has to be a birya and so on. Exactly. So the halacha is, if it said just the word mehem, part of them, I would have thought yachal miktasan. If you had only part of the ant was there, only half the ant, that would be metame and or isra eating. Tam lumber bahem. Bahem means the entire one. So which one is it? Is it bahem, the entire bug, or mehem, part of the bug? Haketzad, how is this true? Ad she agib b'miktasan shu kikulan.
I don't think that's what it's saying. You're not touching the entire bug. You're touching the bug.
No, exactly.
If the bug is a whole.
That's the answer. No, that's the answer. The Havamina is, if it says behem, then you have to touch the entire bug. If it says mehem, it's enough to touch, even if it's partial.
No, but I would say that the bug has to be complete. If you touched a half a bug, if there was only a half a bug and you touched a half a bug, so then I would say that it was, you didn't touch the shear.
That's the Gemara. That's exactly the answer. Gemara is going to say has to be.
Right. The Rav Heinemann gave a heter on frozen vegetables.
Yeah, right. Fruits also. I have that. I have every morning. I have frozen berries. If they're cleaned, if they're power washed, and besides that,
they're frozen because the eyes pop out, right?
Right.
But it didn't fly.
The reason the frozen is allowed is because the power wash it and the chatchila, there's nothing there, so you can't have a heter on something that you know that there is an animal or a bug there. So the whole heter on the fruit is that they power wash it, so the chatchila, there's nothing there. If there happens to be something there, and you make a milkshake out of it, then there is no bria, there is no, but if you know for sure that there is a bug there, you can't put it
I understand that. But because, by definition, if it's frozen, it can't be a barrier.
Okay, I'm not sure, but let us go by it, because I get a...
Fine. Doesn't hold it
out. So, for Ha'ketz, I think Mars, this house is true, ad shi'agia b'miktasan shu kukulon, until you touch part of it, that's a whole one, meaning the animal has to be entirely there, but you only have to touch part of the end for one to become tameh. V'shi'aru chachamim mikadasha, and the chachamim had assessed the value of the size of this, the size of a lentil, the size of a kadasha. How do you know? Shekena chome tchila b'yaso b'kadasha shmamina shiro gmirla. So we learn from this statement that Chum said it's a kadasha. That's what's a chome? It's a type of bug?
Something in the chumash. A bug in the chumash.
Okay, one of the bugs.
A creeping creature.
Okay, so apparently that...
One of the eight shreds.
Okay, so that starts off as a kadash. It's born as a size of a lentil. So that's the size it has to be. So the fact that this statement was presented that way about the shear of kadasha, the Gemara learns shma mina shi'ura gemirla. It was the shear that was what was learned, and therefore the case of the nemala, which lost its legs, has less than the shear necessary, and would therefore not result in malchus.
So adasha isn't there like a bria? It doesn't make a difference how small it is, or it has to be kadasha.
That's what they're saying here. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Is it about any amount, a birya, regardless of the size? Or no, it's because when it comes to creatures, it's enough for, it's the shear. It has a shear kadasha. That's the concern. Now, I know you're thinking about eating foods and saying a bracha, achrona, let's say, and things like that. If you have a birya, the Gemara talks about, if it's a full grape, you'd have to say, even though it's less than a kazayas. There are different topics of birya, but with regards to tumah and isser, eating shratzim, apparently, it's not the birya so much as opposed to the shear of a kadasha. And that's what the Gemara is learning from here. So the Gemara then says, "Amar Rav Shmaya ki ba'inan shi'ura de bedilo havya kadasha lo matamila lo matame de lo nafla b'neshama v'nafla b'neshama lo tabari lecha." So again, Rav Shmaya says, "Ki ba'inan shi'ur, when you need shi'ur a kadasha de bedilo havya kadasha, when it's not a kadasha, what does it mean? When it's not kadasha. Kadasha is the shi'ur." So let's look at the let's look at, read this in the Mefarsh. The Mefarsh says, "Amar Rav Shmaya ki ba'inan shi'ura." When you have the shear of a birya, it's when the birya is the size of a kadasha. Neshama, an ant is able to live with less than a kadasha, could still have a neshama. Even when it's full, it's not a size of kadasha. You don't need it. So let's read down the Gemara again. So Rav Shmaya says in the Gemara, "Ki ba'inan shir, when you require the shir of kadasha, de b'lo have kadasha lo matame de lo nafli ben neshama." That's in a situation where the bug, if it were to be less than a kadasha, would have no life left, and then it wouldn't be tame. Aval nafli ben neshama lo tibay lecha. But if it, I'm not sure. I read that in the Gemara. Aval nafli ben neshama.
No, aval nafli lo.
And then it says, but if it has a neshama, even when it's less, like an ant, which is less than a lentil, yet still has a life to it, that wasn't the shaila. And therefore, it's still a shaila. When it comes to a nemala, is it a din in a beria? Or is it a din of some different type of shear we have by a nemala? And therefore, the Gemara ends in a tibay, in a teku. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Hashid Rava Gulgolas. So these, the spine and the skull, the loch is a nazir, would become tame of a dead body, of a skull and a spine, they would become tame. And would have to be megalich in his hair. So the Gemara asks on Ibailu, Shid Rava Gulgolas Tanan, both them together, you need the spine plus the skull. Oduma o Shidra o Gilgolas, one or the other. If a person encounters a skull on its own or a spine on its own, that would be enough. That's the Shala, either or both them together. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, Shedira, Shegirad, Rov, Ilain, Sheba, Tahora. So a spine that a person had, what, scraped out the Ilain, the ribs?
It said most of the ribs were
he removed all the ribs.
Were broken.
So you just had broken. Just broken, but they're still present.
Yeah.
Okay. The Lach is, they're Tahora. It's Tahor. Ubekever, and within the kever though, afilu mishuberes umbefurek es tamea. But if it's in the kever, then even if they're broken, even if they're separated and detached from the spine, it's tamea.
Here it says that the ribs are considered part of the spine.
When we say spine, we mean the whole package.
Yes,
okay.
With the ribs.
So if they're broken, then they're already considered disconnected, and it's not considered a full shedra. It's tahor. But if it's in the kever, even if they're broken, it's still tamei bipnei kever. It's tamei because of the kever that's there. So the Rashi explains, Mefarsh explains here, bekever bipnei shekever mitzarfo lios kimo shlema. The kever has the ability of uniting all the different bones together, even if they're broken. But if the spine is above ground and the ribs are broken, they can't combine them. So that's the difference. So how does this help out? So the Gemara says, taima mishim degirid, only because the ribs have been broken. Halogard, if the ribs are not broken, tame, then the shedra plus the ribs will be broken. Shmamina o shedir o gilgolas katani. It doesn't mention anything about the skull. The concern is the spine and the ribs. So we see that when the Mishnah says the gilgolas and shedra, it refers to them separately. So Gemara says, the katani, there's a girsa issue here. The Hagos Ram Ranchberg refers to Tosfos. But let's see. Halokatani, hakamash mlan, dechi girit Torah idach. So how do you read this? There's a bunch of it. Where's Tosfos here? And what are you doing with this girsa here? So Gemara simply says, halakotani, you can't make this this diak here, because the brice is only referring to ribs. It's possible the skull was there also, but just wasn't that wasn't on the radar right now. But in Echanan, the skull is there.
The ha is from the word, from the phrase halogeratame.
Aha. Uh-huh. So
that ha, that limud that says halogeratame, is not necessarily so.
So halakotan, but it doesn't say that the diak is not stated in the brisa. Maybe it's hakamashma. Maybe it's coming to teach you dechi geri Torah. When it's, the ribs are broken, it's tahor. But we're not referring to maybe the skull is there in hachanami, and therefore the Gemara ends in a vidach tibaylecha. But it's still a shaila about whether or not the gugolos is there as well. If you look at the Mefarish says halo geri tamei. That if it doesn't, if the ribs are not broken, it's tamea. V'afagav deleko gugolos bade, and that's the first part. Rather, I'm sorry. No, wait. This is going on. The question is still open. Okay, if the ribs are not broken, it's still an open shaila whether or not you need the skull there or not. So that's still an open question. Gemara now brings another raya. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Kiva Metami V'Chamim Tarim. There's six machlokas in between Rabbi Kiva and Chamim about whether something's Tamei or Tar. The Chazer Bo Rabbi Kiva retracted. Umaisa Sheviu Kupa Melea Atzamos Lebeis Knesset Shul Tersaim. And one time they brought a box full of bones to the Shul of Tersaim. Not sure what that is. Is it in English?
Coppersmiths.
Coppersmiths? Okay.
Yeah, it's a
finish. Fine. Benichua ba'avir, and they placed it in the air space. Benichnas tudas harofe, and tudas harofe, the doctor walked in. Bochal harofe mimo, and other doctors accompanied him. Vamru, and they said, ein kan shidra mimes echad. There is no skull, rather no spine from one mace. So therefore, when we come tame, they have a number of different bones, and they tried matching them together, and they built these skeletons, but each of the skeletons were incomplete. So taima deleka shidra demechada. Only because there wasn't one full shidra from one individual, ha'ika o shidra o gugolas to mechada nazar megalechala shmaimina. But had there been a bones that were of one person, a full skull or a full shidra, in echanami would be metame and a nazar would be chayiv, even if it's one without the other. Shmaimina o shidra o gugolas tanan. So the Gemara says, not true. You can't bring me a rye from this case. Lo mi boy, comrade. It's a lo mi boy. It's a needless to say type of statement. Lomi bai shidra v'gugolos t'mimeis echaleka. Needless to say, there wasn't one full skeleton, a skull, and a spine from one individual. El afilu o shidra v'mimeis echad o gugolos t'mimeis echaleka. There's not even a full spine alone, and not even a full skull alone, let alone a skull plus a shidra. But not to make any diukim about the halachas of one without the other. Just you're saying, stating what exactly the circumstances, what the metzias was of all the bones that were brought to the Beis Knesses. Mar now brings another raya, Tashma, miminyona. They bring a rye from Minyana. What does that mean?
From the machlokas between
Rav. One of the six things. So mahin shisha. What are the six machlokas in between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim? Mahin shisha dvaram shi Rabbi Kiva metami v'chachamim metarim. Al eiver min hamei sheba mishnei mesim. A limb from a dead body that comes from two mesim. What does that mean exactly?
It got half eiver from each mesim.
So you have a full eiver, but the one bone comes from mesa A, and the other one comes from mesa B, and you could build a whole zerah with it, a whole limb, but you're mixing and matching bones. Val eiver min achai sheba mishnei bnei adam. Same thing, eiver min achai, eiver from a live individual, but you're combining two different bones from one and the next. Vachatzi kav atzamal sheba mishnei mesim, on the shear of a pile of bones that come from two different individuals. Ravias dam haba mishnayim, and blood of ravias that comes from two different parties. While etzem kisaora shenechak lishnayim, you have a little bone the size of barley that splits into two. Can you combine the two? Is that considered tamei or not? Vashidra v'hagugolas, and the spine and the skull. So now vishakadaitach o shidra o gugolas. If you were to think that a shidra alone or a gulgolas on its own would be mitame, hani shivahavin, it would be really seven, because if you read the last line, shidra v'gulgolas, it should be really shidra o gulgolas, that would be six and seven. The fact that we said they're six, so shidra and gulgolas together as a unit, that's the number six. You don't read them separately, it's one unit, and therefore there's a raya that it's both them together as mitame and not mitar. So the Gemara says, now ki katani koyech de pliga le rabim. When they said it, it was only when there's machlokas in the rabim. La fuke, let's see what's going on here. La fuke etzem kisora the yachidu de pliga le. I mean, when we count, when we listed the six, we gave the number six. There really are seven. You really should read it as Gilgolas Oshidra. When we gave the count of six, we're only referring to the six that became a big machlokas among the rabbim that many argue on Rabbi Kiva. But one that was a machlokas and a yachid, the one is etzem kisora, that was apparently only a yachid versus a yachid. Meaning what? Lafuki etzem kisora the yachid who the pligale, the tanya etzem kisora shenechlek l'shaim, a bone the size of a barley kernel splits into two. Rabbi Kiva Matame v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Mitar, not the Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So what happens is, when we had the list, there are really seven people, seven machlokasim. But we said there are only six, because we were talking about the only six big machlokasim between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. The seventh one, there's a much smaller machlokas, so we didn't put that as part of the count of six, because we said there's six machlokasim between Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. We added Etzim Kisora, that was number seven. It wasn't really, but we don't count number seven, since it was a machlokas between two yechidim.
So why did they list it?
That's a kasher. Okay. So Gemara now says, Ibaisem, a second answer could be, Ki katani Avram Ames, Avram Nachai lo katani. Maybe it was only referring to Avram Ames, but not Avram Min Hachai.
Because it's like Avram Ames, it's one count, it's a similar
count. I mean, what, the six, when we counted six, we're saying there's six that have to do with Avram Ames. The one Avram Min Hachai wasn't part of the count. For some reason, we didn't acknowledge it in the number.
Is it in that simon?
What do you mean? Say that again?
Is it the simon here?
Which simon here?
Oh. Is that the...
Yachid shu gileach v'achad?
What is that a simon of?
Usually that's it's supposed to be a mnemonic to just remember the upcoming rias or gemaras. So they used to memorize things. So that if you remembered yachid shu gileach v'achad, that's supposed to jog your memory to remember the next few rias that are coming up. Oh. Gemara has that once in a while.
It wasn't a simon for the six.
Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. Okay, the Gemara says now, Ibai Seima, another suggestion is, Ki Katani, Kleicha de Nazir Magalecha Al-Holo. When we said this at number six, referring to a situation, if the Nazir were to come in the same Ohel as one of those things, they'd become Tame and shave their hair. La Fuke Etzem Kisora de Lo. But apparently when it comes to the bone of a barley in the Ohel of that Etzem Kisora, that would not cause a Nazir to shave the hair, and therefore that wasn't part of the six. There's seven in the list, but we only acknowledged six of them. We only counted six.
It said before that when it says V'al Chatzikav Atzmot, right? Chatzikav is a shiur only for the Nazir. It's not a shiur for a regular Tamis.
It's
Rovakav. So it would be a proof why...
We're talking about a Nazir here.
Yeah, because otherwise it would be a Rovakav.
Okay. And this would be apparently a...
I was wondering.
Right.
So this would be a clear din then, that Divya Kol would agree, that Etzem Kisora, if a Nazir were to walk into an Ohel with an Etzem Kisora, that would not be Metame a Nazir. So therefore, that wasn't part, it was number seven, but we didn't acknowledge it as number seven, and really Gugolos and Shedra, or O-O, in the Mishnah, in the Brisa. Ibai Seima, another suggestion. Kikatani Kolhecha, and I read that one already, Ibai Seima, Kikatani Kolhecha de Hadar Bey, everything that he retracted on, La Fuke Revias Dam de Lo Hadar Bey. Rabbi Kiva retracted on six of the seven. So he said these six he retracted on, but number seven he didn't retract on. Da'amar le Rebbe lebar kapara. Lo tishna revias dam bechazara. Don't list that revias dam, the case of revias dam of two different mason, that's matame, don't list that as part of Rabbi Kiva's retraction. Share limudish Rabbi Kiva biado. That limud, that this position still stands. He still thinks that a revias dam of two mason will be matame. So that's why we only counted the six situations where he retracted on, but he didn't retract in revias dam. The ode, Hamikum Esayeu. And furthermore, not only did Rabbi Kiva not retract, but I'm going to bring a raya, Rabbi says to Bar Kabbar. I'm going to bring you a raya from the Pasuk that supports Rabbi Kiva's understanding. The Pasuk says, Valkol Nefashos, multiple Nefashos, Mace, Levo. If it comes from multiple Mesim, it's going to be Metame Be'ohel Reviestam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Yamav Hayamatame Im Shemes. Metame. Im Shemes Chazerbo, En Yodea. So what's he saying? During his entire day, he's metame. Talking about what the situation. Look at the interesting. This is very interesting. Right in his lifetime, but mishemes chazerbo and yodeh. When he died, maybe he retracted. So what does that mean? Look at the mefarish. Mefarish says, ad yamav kolomar kol yamav hayo metame Rabbi Kiva. He always was metame. Now, is he referring to all the cases, or only particularly Revius Dam?
English says Revius Dam.
Okay, so Revius Dam, where we knew up until he died, at least he's definitely held by it. But then Mefarish says, but Shema Mishamayesh Chazarba, maybe when he died he was Chazarba. So I'm not sure what that really means.
Here it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bedvarim Eile Bederech Inator. I assume it's like in a.
Ah.
It says, Leachish et Dibrea Haomrim Shechazar Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Nuper, it says.
Ah, you think maybe after he died he retracted?
He's being sarcastic.
Ah, okay, fine. Okay. Good. He got me a little interested for a second.
Right.
Okay. The Gemara now says, Tana husharushin of mipnei Tani Yosef.
Now this goes on the last what you just read.
That his teeth got so black from all the fasts. So says the husharushin of Rabbi Shimon. Says the mifarish mipnei Tani Yosef lafisha derek ganai haya mishdaya lead Rabbi Kiva v'amar imishemetz chazabo. Since he was saying
because they're sarcastic, he said
right. So he took upon himself many fasts, and his teeth became so black and worn down from all the fasts. Toshma, Ditanya Bishame Omrim Roveya Tsamos Minat Samim Omishnaim Omishlosha. Bishame holds that if you the amount of Roveya of bones, whether it comes from two or three people, multiple people, that could add up together.
It's Rova Hakabri. It's Rova
meaning. Aha. Okay, it has to come from two or three bones, not from one. Ubeis Hill Omrim Roveya Min HaGvia. What is Machlokas about here?
Well, according to Beit Shammai, it has to be at least from two separate bones from the body. Rova.
Right.
And according to Beit Hillel, it's only from bones that are from the main part of the body.
Like I mean, like the spine, the ribs, as opposed to the limbs are hanging off. Okay.
Exactly what it is.
So Beis Hillel Omrim Roveya Min HaGvia, from the main part of the body.
Because it comes from Rova Hakam.
Aha. May Rova
there, or you have
I Roveya.
Yeah, Roveya?
I have with an I in here. A Rova, it's pronounced.
Rova,
but
because it's Rova Hakav.
So Rova Min HaGvia, from the main part of the body, may Rova HaBinyan or may Rova HaMinyan, either from large bones that cover most of the bones, or the most amount of bones, the number of bones or the size of the bones. It has to be some majority. So that's Machlokas. And so again, Bishamay says it could come from any bones, at least two or three, and Beis Hillel has come from the main part of the body. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yecholni Lasos Divrei Bishamay V'Divrei Beis Hillel Ke'achad. I could really equate the two opinions. She Bishamay Omrim Mishnayim O Mishlosha O Mishnei Shokayim V'Yerech Echad O Mishnei Yerechayim V'Shok Echad Ho V'Rov Gova Shel Adam Migova. When Bishamay says two or three, he's referring to, you know, the legs and the thigh that really cover most of the person's body. It's part of the gevira. It covers over the body, so that could work out. Ubeis Hillel Omrim min hagevira, from the main part of the body, omirov binyan omirov minyan, whether it be most of the size of the bones or most of the amount of bones. Hol v'yeshen b'mifraki yadayim raglayim. So since you're including the hands and the feet, which are many bones in those parts of the body, you're going to accomplish that same din. So that's a situation where they would both agree.
So okay, is this determining what Beis Shammai is really real Zvara is, or it's just mentioning a case?
It sounds like the way they're interpreting it is that this halacha is that they actually agree with each other. They actually agree with each other that they have to be the same. Yeah, they actually agree with each other they have to be this. They're not arguing. They're just interpreting the same case, the same halacha, from different perspectives. Tosa says that.
It says Mar Machada, Mar Machada. One's talking about Rav Minyan, one's talking about Rav Binyan. They're not talking about the same thing.
They're not talking about the same thing. I thought Rabbi Shua tried to equate them, though.
No. He's equating them by saying they're talking about different issues. Beis Shammai is talking about Rav Binyan, and Beis Hillel is talking about Rav Minyan.
But it's the same case. Which Tosos are you looking at?
Beis Hillel Omrim Min HaGvia Min Rav Minyan. First one.
V'hol v'yesh n'b'rov v'minyan d'haynu m'afrika yadam r'glaim. Beis Shammai ayri b'roveya rova haba m'rov v'binyan. Basil I read Birova Babmirov Haminyan. Umar Marchada Mar Machada Velo Pliga, they're not arguing. So we're talking about the situation of legs and hands. So legs and hands are going to accomplish both rov minyan and rov binyan. It's going to be this most of the body. It's also going to have most of the bones in the body. So whether it's they have 150 bones in them, or whether they just...
It's 248, so you need 125.
Right. What comes out is that you have... They're both just saying two different perspectives of the same halacha. That's what Rabbi Shua explains.
Oh, but it sounds like he's saying that Beisol is talking about a case where there's rov minyan. Misham is talking about a case. They both agree rov minyan or rov binyan. They're just discussing different... Misham is talking about rov binyan case, and Beisol is talking about rov minyan.
Uh-huh.
Not that their case is the same, that they're saying different parts of it. One's talking about Shok and Yerech and Beishamai, and the other one's talking about with all the hands that will get you rov minyan.
Okay. Fine. Let's go a little bit further then. Shammai Omer. Now, which Shammai is this? This is Shammai himself. So Shammai Omer might be a different Shammai. Even if it comes from just one bone, it would be enough. His Tamidim said you need at least two or three bones. He's saying even one bone. So you say, we brought this whole thing for a raya here. What was the?
I guess from Shammai, because he says either from the Etzem or from the Gagolas or from the Shidra.
In fact, Shidra or Mea Gogolos.
Shidra or Gulgolos.
Fine. So, Shiny Shammai, the Machmir. He was very Machmir. We can't answer the Safek from him. He was Machmir in two accounts here. He was Machmir by Shidra and Gogolos. And he was also Machmir number two that.
That even one bone.
Even one bone would be the second one.
Right.
And therefore.
So he's machmir that even a shidra without a gogolet, without a shidra, it's still metame. And besides that, even from that part, only one bone alone. That's what it's.
Well, Tosa says actually no. He's maybe Shammai's machmir, but maybe we go against him. Rabbanan maybe require both gogolet and we don't care about Shammai's opinion.
Right.
We care about how we paskin. So he is machmir maybe O or R, but it's possible the Rabbanan say you need both of them together. So it's not a raya from Shammai. So Gemara says liv shape minay. Let's learn from here. Time of the Beis Shammai the machmir harabanan dika shidra gogolet lo. Only because Shammai is a machmir, when it comes according to the Chachamim, until there's a Shidra of a Gogolas, you need both of them together. So that should be the obvious answer, that they should clearly say you need both of them together. And the Gemara says, lo. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanu lev, the Shammai el be'etzem echad. Das imin a Shidra min a Gogolas. Avla hecha disa be'ina avil echad minayim. So the only time that rabbanu argue on Shammai is only by one etzem, that comes from the Shidra or from the Gogolas. But perhaps when you have the entire spine together, or the entire Gogolas together as one unit, maybe then it would actually they would agree it's Tameh, and therefore there's still no answer.
So we also have no proof.
Because it could be Machmer on one issue, or it could be Machmer on both.
Right.
We don't know.
Okay, Shkoyach. Sorry, a little rushed in there.